Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Email drivetime at rte.ie.
Housing Minister Dara O'Brien is engaging with the Minister for Enterprise on the possibility of converting underutilised or vacant office space into apartments as part of measures to tackle the ongoing housing crisis. So, how exactly would this work? How feasible a plan is it? Well, for more, we're joined by architect and director at Marumoto Architects, Rob Curley. You're very welcome, Rob, to the programme this evening. So, on a practical level, is this difficult?
Good evening, Sarah, and thanks for having me. So I suppose with this plan, the devil's in the detail. And when we talk about housing, really every detail matters. It's interesting in the, I know that this came off the basis of a letter to the minister, a letter that the minister sent to Simon Coveney. And the kind of language that the minister used, he had picked up on the fact that, you know, we had a recent office surge, so a recent surge over the last number of years in new office developments. And this kind of focus on newer offices being converted into residential is interesting just because the kind of general consensus in the industry is that it's usually the older office stock that's more readily converted. So newer buildings tend to have kind of wider, deep floor plans. They have central service cores with lifts, stairs, and WCs centrally located. There's no opening windows. So there's really a great amount of expense involved.
Okay, so if they're looking at new office buildings, that could be they're not easily fit for purpose as accommodation.
Exactly. They're sort of, by virtue of their own design, they have a very singular purpose, and to repurpose them for residential might involve a lot of work to kind of completely restripping surfaces and even facades to get something that's more suitable to a residential development.
As a general rule of thumb, though, are we oversupplied with office buildings, particularly in Dublin?
Absolutely, and it's something that the industry has it's been called out over the last number of years. Clearly we've seen a boom, on the foot of the tech boom over the last number of years, and with the way that that's gone over the last 12 months in particular, we are oversupplied. I think a perfect example would be the Sorting Office development, which was, I think, sold in 2019 by Marlott. Subsequently, the owner there was looking to get a lease from TikTok. Only a few months ago, that TikTok backed out. So you've got a very large, speculative office development that's in a prime location in the city, sat idle.
You know, it's funny that you're mentioning the word speculative, because we were speaking to Mick Barry, TD, earlier in the programme, and he was saying he's broadly supportive of the idea of doing this, but that he'd be concerned that it could end up being a bailout for developers who have built some of these office buildings speculatively.
Well, I think it's a very valid point. And when we look at this, we have to look at the cost overall and whether does this justify the effort. So without factoring in any additional cost for a fit out, the kind of rents that a Class A office would go for might be as high as 55 or 60 euro a square foot. So if you were to kind of convert that to, say, what's a 45 square meter one bedroom apartment, at those rates, you're looking at 2,300 euro, and that's before you've carried out any work. So that's 2,300 euro per month. So if we look at, say, in the Docklands, even, high end luxury new rental developments are going for 2,400. Very quickly you can imagine that it's going to cost you more than 100 euro per month per apartment to kind of move from an office development to residential. So when we look at, there's a very tiny proportion of households that actually earn enough to afford this kind of housing. So is this going to be it's sort of very hard to imagine that this could be a silver bullet to solve the housing crisis.
And yet, despite all those challenges that you've outlined, Rob, would it still be a quicker and less expensive means of providing housing, particularly in the city centre and often in prime locations, for people, rather than trying to start from scratch and build new apartment blocks, excuse me?
Where it can be done, and particularly in the kind of that older stock that is often, at the end of its kind of economic cycle as a building, it can be a very, a very cost-effective way to get new residential stock in the right part of town that's well serviced. But I think what we need to get here is make sure we don't throw out design standards when we're doing this. So the minister, obviously, he's dealing with kind of property lobby groups in industry who are looking to save their values of these buildings. And at the same time, he needs to know in this kind of negotiation with them that we, you know, that we don't throw out design standards and that we don't allow whatever housing can come out of this to be substandard for the sake of saving office values.
All right. Architect Rob Curley, thank you very much for joining.